The Lost Letter. Here is a story that happened many years ago. A story that has an important lesson for all of us today. It happened in the time of the great rabbi called Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, of blessed memory. The Baal Shem Tov served Hashem so devotedly, with Mesiras Nefesh. And in return for this, Hashem gifted him with a special great power. That is, the power to give a bracha, to bless anyone who was in need. People would come from all over to visit him and receive his heavenly blessings. Now this story happened during the very last days of the Baal Shem Tov, right before he passed away. He called all of his students to his bedside and blessed them. Each student paid close attention to every word that their Rebbe said to them, realizing that this may be the final bracha, the last blessing, right before he will pass away. Now, of all the students, there was one who was called Reb Leibel. Reb Leibel was a very devoted follower of his Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov. Leibel was a very wealthy businessman. In fact, he was the richest person in town. He owned many factories, shipyards, spacious farmland, and many lumber yards. Of course, Leibel was so very charitable too. He always gave tzedakah so generously to all who turned to him for help. Now Leibel was also blessed with a large family, and everyone was in the best of health. Leibel thought to himself, "I don't have to ask my Rebbe for any bracha, for I have everything. There is nothing that is missing. There is nothing to ask for. I am already blessed with everything." Well, dear children, Reb Leibel decided not to ask for a bracha. And this, of course, was such a mistake. A very big mistake indeed. For even though he was so fortunate and prosperous at that moment, he failed to realize that the wheel of fortune is forever turning, and no one knows what tomorrow may bring. And it is for this reason, dear children, that we pray each and every day and ask Hashem, our Father in heaven, to continue to grant us life, good health, and good fortune. Now it didn't take long, and Reb Leib was called to the bedside of his master, the Rebbe, Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. Yes, it was his turn to see his Rebbe. And could you imagine what happened when he told the Rebbe that he needs no bracha at all? Upon hearing from Reb Leibel that he asks for no bracha, the Baal Shem Tov thought for a moment, "I must teach him a lesson. A lesson he will remember for the rest of his life." "Well, my dear student," he said, "if there is nothing I can do for you, perhaps there is something you can do for me."
Upon hearing this, Label called out, "What can that be, Rebbe? What can that be? I am ready and willing to do anything for you." The Baal Shem Tov asked for a blank piece of paper upon which he wrote a letter, signed his name at the bottom, and then placed it into an envelope and sealed it so very securely. Then he looked up to Reb Label and said, "Please take this letter and give it to Reb Shalom, and make sure that he gets it as soon as possible. Also be very careful that only Reb Shalom reads this letter."
"Why, of course," said Reb Label. "I'll be glad to bring it to him." Saying this, he bid farewell to the Rebbe and left the room.
Reb Label was so thrilled to know that he had the honor of doing a favor for his Rebbe, the great Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. But how little did he know that he was in for a big surprise, for something so very strange was about to happen. Something that was to serve as a lesson for Reb Label, a lesson to remember for the rest of his life. As Reb Leib was traveling home, a fierce storm broke loose, and there was a very heavy downpour of rain. The winds were howling, and the roads became so muddy, making traveling so very difficult. Finally, he arrived at the mansion in which he lived. He stopped off at the hallway, where he bent over to remove his boots, which were soaking wet and covered with a thick layer of mud. And it was then when it all began. For as he bent over, the sealed envelope containing the letter which he was to bring to Reb Shalom slipped out of his pocket and fell under a large wooden closet which stood in the hall. Now Reb Leib didn't notice this at all. And strangely enough, as soon as this happened, Reb Leib forgot all about the sealed envelope and the letter written by Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov.
"Oh my, how awful. Now what's going to happen? Well, something so very strange is going to happen to Label. Something so very strange indeed. For a few days later, early in the morning, there came a knocking at the door. As he opened the door, a messenger brought him a letter to read. As he opened the letter and read it, he called out, 'Oh my! Oh why, that's impossible!'
Label called over Miriam, his wife, and said to her, "Look at this letter that I received today. Oh, look what's written in it. One of my factories caught on fire and burnt down to the ground. All the people were luckily saved, but the factory is a total loss. Oh my, why did this happen?" His wife Miriam comforted him and said, "Why should this bother you, Label? After all, this is only one of the many factories that you own.
Remember, you're still the richest man in town. You're so right, Miriam. Yes, you're so right. I'm not going to let this bother me at all. And Label continued on with his daily routine, trying to forget the tragedy of the factory that burnt down to the ground. Now a few months have passed, and alas, again there came a knocking at the door. As Label opened the door, there stood a messenger with a telegram for him.
Oh, not again, Label cried out. Not again,
as he read the telegram to his wife, Miriam.
What are you going to say now? Look what's written here.
There was a fierce storm, and lightning struck a row of tall trees in my largest forest. And alas, all the trees caught fire and burnt down to the ground.
Oh my, how awful!
But again, Miriam, his devoted wife, calmed him down, saying, But Label, remember, you still own so many shipyards and farmlands. You're still the richest man in town. Well, dear children, it didn't stop at that. Unfortunately, the very same thing happened 6 months later. And again, a year later. Slowly but surely, all the wealth and fortune that Label had began to disappear as one tragedy followed another. Many times Label would stop and ask himself, Why is this all happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? I surely must have done something wrong. What could that be? If I would only know. Yes, if I would only know, I would correct it immediately. Well, dear children, little did Label realize how wrong he was in not asking for a bracha from the Baal Shem Tov so many years ago. True, at that time he was so fortunate and so prosperous. Yet, dear children, it was so important for him to be blessed by his great and holy rabbi, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. For a blessing from anyone, and especially a blessing from a tzaddik, a very holy person. That goes a long way in extending the period during which Hashem sends good fortune and prosperity in full measure. Yes, dear children, a bracha from a tzaddik opens a new channel through which we can receive so much more of Kol Tov, all that is so very good, both for our body and for our neshama too, our soul. So, dear children, this is the great mistake that Label did. And 10 years have already passed. And lo and behold, things kept turning from bad to worse. Realizing that his entire fortune had disappeared totally, he had to sell all his jewelry and silverware
just in order to have enough food for his family to eat. Label realized finally that he even must sell his expensive furniture just in order to survive, to have food on the table.
Well, dear children, we're now in for such a big surprise. For the very first piece of furniture Label decided to sell was the very large wooden closet that stood in the hall. It was made out of solid cedar wood, and it was worth a lot of money. Now, as the moving men were carrying out the closet from the hall, it was then when it all began. For there on the floor was the lost letter. Remember? That's right. The letter that the Baal Shem Tov wrote 10 years ago, right before he passed away. You can imagine what happened as Label took a look at the lost letter. As he bent down to pick it up, what thoughts flashed through his mind at that moment? There he stood, motionless, holding on tightly to the sealed envelope. His wife looked at him and said, "Label, what's the matter? And what's that you're holding in your hand? And why is your face paled with fright? Please tell me, what happened, Label? Please tell me." Well, dear children, Label was truly speechless. He just didn't know what to say. For in his hand was the secret to all the strange things that had happened to him for the past 10 years. Yes, the secret to the unfortunate past, and the key and solution that will bring him once again a very bright future.
Rableib told his wife that he's going to take a trip to Reb Shalom, who live quite a distance away, and hand over the lost letter. He said to his wife, "After all, the Baal Shem Tov asked me to bring it to him and make sure that he reads it. I have no other choice but to do exactly that." True, 10 years have already passed, and how could I ever explain to Reb Shalom all that had happened until now? Yet, I must carry out my Rebbe's wish. His wife bid him farewell, and off he went to bring the lost letter to Reb Shalom. Now, Reb Shalom was one of the wealthiest people of his city. He was so very prosperous and was blessed with a fortune of wealth. He lived in the outskirts of the city in a large, spacious mansion. It was surrounded with a beautiful park decorated with dazzling flower beds and colorful orchards and gardens, and countless birds of all colors flying and chirping about so merrily. Truly, a sight to behold. As Rableib came close to the mansion, he was greeted by a guard who was standing at the gate.
"What is your name, please?"
"My name is Rableib, an old friend of Reb Shalom, and I have a letter for him."
The guard said, "Very well. Give it to me, and I will see that he will read it."
"Oh, no!" Rableib cried out. "Heavens forbid! I must give this letter to him myself."
But the guard refused to let Rableib enter into the gates leading to the mansion. Upon seeing this, Reb Leib said, "Then would you be so kind and tell Reb Shalom that there is someone who has a very important letter for him." "Very well," said the guard. "And by the way, may I tell him who wrote the letter?" Reb Leib thought for a moment and then said, "Well, to tell you the truth, this may sound so very strange, but believe me, it's true."
"What do you mean by that?" asked the guard.
"You see, this letter was written by the great rabbi, Reb Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, of blessed memory."
"What?" called out the guard. "The Baal Shem Tov? Why, he passed away 10 years ago. How could that be?"
Reb Leib pleaded, "Please believe me. It's true. Please tell this to Reb Shalom. He will surely understand."
"Very well."
The guard agreed and went to tell Reb Shalom about the stranger and the sealed envelope.
The guard told Reb Shalom exactly what Reb Leib asked him to say. Upon hearing this, Reb Shalom said, "There is only one way to find out if this is true. Bring me the letter, and I will read it. After all, he was my Rebbe, and I am fully acquainted with my rabbi's handwriting."
"But Reb Shalom,"
said the guard, "he refuses to give it to me. He claims that the Baal Shem Tov ordered him to give it to you himself. So he asks to be permitted to give it to you."
"Very well," said Reb Shalom. "Very well. Let him in."
Well, dear children, get ready for a big surprise. For as Reb Leib entered into the room, he immediately recognized his old chaver, his old friend, Reb Shalom. But Reb Shalom didn't recognize him at all, for he was dressed in torn and shabby clothing. Slowly, Reb Leib walked over to Reb Shalom and said to him, "Reb Shalom, I have a letter for you. The letter is from the Baal Shem Tov. He asked me to give it to you."
Reb Shalom just couldn't believe what he was hearing.
Curiously, Reb Shalom took the envelope and examined it carefully. And then he called out excitedly, "Why, it's true! It's true! The seal on this envelope is the seal of my rabbi of blessed memory."
Slowly, Reb Shalom opened the sealed envelope and took out the letter. There were a few moments of absolute silence as Reb Shalom read the letter word for word. Suddenly, tears appeared in his eyes as he looked up to Reb Leib and said,
"Why, it's you, Reb Leib! I just can't believe this! Where have you been all these years? Oh, my! It's so hard for me to believe that this is the same Reb Leib I knew 10 years ago."
Reb Shalom wiped the tears from his eyes, put his arm around Reb Leib and said, "Reb Leib, I want you to know that your troubles are over. You have had enough. You have surely learned your lesson by now.
Here, I will explain this to you. I will read this letter to you.
Dear Reb Shalom, 10 years have already passed since Reb Leib was instructed to bring this letter to you. He failed to realize the importance of a bracha, a blessing, and he paid for this mistake in full measure. Now, Reb Shalom, I turn to you, my dear student. Please set him back on his feet once again. Give him all he needs to get back into business, and Hashem will surely bless you for this.
Well, dear children, you can imagine how shocked Reb Leib was when he found out what was written in the letter, especially when he noticed that the date written at the top of the letter was the very same date of the day he brought the letter to Reb Shalom.
Yes, dear children, there is so much that we could learn from such an unusual story. It teaches us how important it is to be blessed. That is, to be blessed by anyone, and especially by a great tzaddik, a very righteous man, like the Baal Shem Tov of blessed memory. The story also teaches us the unusual powers that Hashem gives to those who serve Him truthfully through the study of His holy Torah and the practice of His holy mitzvos.
Children, this is your Uncle Yossi wishing you all Hatzlacha Rabbah, lots of success in both learning more Torah and doing more mitzvos, more than ever before. Until we meet again, Amir Tzah Hashem, Shalom, dear children, and Shalom to everyone.